Now, I want to move on and talk about young adults with ADHD. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that that the young adult age group is age 18 to 25. And I will tell you, it is uncanny how many times a 25-year-old will come into my office and in so many words say to me, "You know, what I've been doing needs to change. If I keep doing what I've been doing the last few years, then I'm not going to be able to accomplish what I need to accomplish. You know, it's time for me to be more responsible, and I need a little help doing that." And honestly, sometimes we find those of us in the mental health field find ourselves in the position of being that surrogate parent or that mentor at that point when that kind of relationship is not going on in the family for whatever reason. And having said that, in all fairness to parents, you know, you're doing the best you can. And yet it is often the case that if a teenager or young adult has someone outside the family that they can talk to, somebody a generation older who's been down life's path a lot farther for a whole generation, that person may have more credibility than parents do. I remember I had such a person in my life when I was a teenager. So with your young adult with ADHD, certainly you don't want to take this tone that, "Oh my gosh, this is a problem. This explains everything. You know, we need to fix this." No, you want to seek to understand. You want to give your kid credit for being successful in some ways, and maybe this is a way to improve, to engage in some self-improvement, some personal development. Sounds like a real good idea that we can do this too. Okay, so again, I hear some young adults say, "Well, you know, they thought I might have ADHD when I was 8 years old, but my parents didn't believe in that." People don't believe in things as a way of saying or avoiding saying, "I don't know anything about it." So it's real easy to say, I don't believe in that," as a way of saying, "I'm not going to think about it." But then you're kind of guilty of not knowing anything about it either. And so that's my somewhat tactful way of saying that, you know, don't just say, "I don't believe in that," to your adult child. It's not a good thing. So with that young adult, that adult most likely is challenged with organizational issues. So what you can do is to help in any way with organizational issues. If you can help them to organize their place, if you can help them to organize their finances, if you can help them to, and organizing finances is huge for a young adult. Because if they're not careful, they'll develop credit card debt, or they will buy things like life insurance that they don't need for a while. I did that. You know, my parents said, "No, you don't need life insurance. You need to cancel that policy." There are things that young adults try to do in order to be independent, but then they do make mistakes, and we need to be okay with that. We made mistakes too. We made a lot more mistakes during that phase of life than we did afterwards, even though we're still making mistakes, right? And so we want to be non-judgmental and kind and patient and helpful with these young adults as they come to understand their ADHD and how they can compensate for such things as poor organization by becoming beautifully organized. And help them with beautiful organization when you can. One of the rules, for instance, with ADHD is the one other person rule. So if you have ADHD and you want to get something done, it's good to recruit one other person to be there with you, help you out, not to hold your hand, but just to be that other person there. And so it works wonders lots of times. And so you as the parent can see yourself as being in the role of being that one other person for your young adult with ADHD. You're not coming in and making life easier for them, although you are, But that's not the point. The point is to continue nurturing and helping as that young adult learns more and more about how to be a successful adult. I know when I was in my mid-20s, I kind of got to the point where, I owed too much money. It wasn't a lot, but because I was talking with my parents, they thought, okay, we're going to give you this money. We're going to give you the money so you can get back to the point where you don't owe anything. And then going forward, I mean, it was less than $1,000, but we're going to go forward. We hope you'll go forward then, paying a little more attention to this kind of thing. And in fact, that is what happened because, after my mid-20s, my parents didn't need to give me money for anything. I mean, I was priding myself on taking care of myself after all. And eventually young adults do figure out how to do that. And again, self-educate. If your kid has ADHD, you're going to be inclined to go online and learn a whole lot about it. Go for it. Do that, but resist the temptation to think that it's a problem. My kid has now a brain illness. No. Your kid is in the same box with Albert Einstein. There are differences, but the differences may be brilliant. And so don't be so quick to judge or to think that it's a problem that needs medical attention. I remember once I had this patient who was 7 years old. He came into the office, good-looking kid. He was clearly hyperactive. He was here and there, but he seemed to be one of the smartest kids I'd ever seen. And so I talked to him about, you may have the next Einstein here. But I remember that I was like the third person or the third opinion that these parents had sought out. And while the father seemed to be open to kind of viewing things in these ways that I've been talking about, the mother was on a different page. She wanted to believe my son has a problem. I'm going to be the responsible mom. I'm going to find out what is going to help my son. And she was look in that model of there's a problem and there's a solution. She was looking for the solution that she could wrap her mind around. And I wasn't offering it. I was offering more of a guiding type of parenting philosophy with ADHD, and that just wasn't gonna, I mean, I didn't see them again after that visit. And I know what she did was she kept looking for some kind of perfect solution for her and her son. Just thought that might be a relevant story. You can go too far with this idea that this is a problem that I need to jump on. Now, I'm going to add a little bit of a bonus discussion. My son with ADHD was driving a car when he was a year and a half old. It was one of these little battery-powered things that they drive around the yard, cute as it could be. He had a brother who was a year younger, so that, younger brother who was 6 to 12 months old, is he would be in the passenger seat. And a really cute thing watching these kids drive this little car around in the yard. Well, as my older son grew up, he was, driving tractors on our farm, and every time there was an opportunity to drive something, I'd let him drive, and we were very responsible about it. But when he became a driver at age 16, 17, 18, he kind of thought that he knew how to drive, and he did. But then he had ADHD, and we weren't medicating it, and we're still not medicating it. And I think that is not a good thing because what happened is he had an auto accident, which somebody else T-boned him. He may not have been paying attention to that intersection as much as he could have, but then he told himself and others told him that wasn't your fault. And I said, well, it may not have been your fault, but could you have prevented the accident had you been more alert? And so there was that. And then I got him a bigger car for safety reasons. And one day then he and a friend were just driving one evening, ran the car into a telephone pole and totaled it. Now, I know he had the radio on, he had lights inside the car, he had this friend, he was distracted by everything going on inside the car, wasn't paying attention to his driving, totaled a second car. Notice insurance rates are going up quite a bit. So after that accident, he didn't have insurance for a year. So finally, he was able to get to the point financially where he could buy another car, bought another little car. And then one night after midnight, when he was out, nothing good happens after midnight, but on this interstate, he ran into somebody who was sitting dead in the interstate with the lights off. And this time he ended up in the hospital with a serious injury to his back. So now we have him, now it's 3 years later. He hasn't had another accident, still has some back pain, and he's driving a full-size pickup truck, because I've always said that that is one of the safest vehicles that you can be in if you have a tendency to be in accidents. So I know that's a rather personal story, and I'm telling you that, but it highlights that ADHD mind in a young adult who's otherwise responsible. And so it is something to be aware of. I believe it is important to medicate when children or young adults are learning to drive, and when they have that responsibility, and otherwise to be very safety-minded. And I highly recommend a full-size pickup truck for them to drive around, so that if they do get in an accident, that they are not going to be seriously hurt, unless, of course, it's a bigger vehicle than that that's running into them. So, personal story, I'm offering that just in case it helps as you're parenting your older children. All right, so that then is our discussion about parenting ADHD. I hope you've picked up a few pointers here. You've got a lot more to think about. And wish you the best with that. Our children are very valuable to us, and it's important for us to be as wise as we can be as we consider how ADHD plays out in their lives.